ETL Echo presents An Alluring Ascent into Ardor. Day 11, First Hand Job. Author, Nafizzle. Pairing, Hermione Granger, Draco Malfoy. Dear Stupid Journal, Mind Healer Steinhardt said to use you to manage work-related feelings, and this is technically work-related, just not work-work. It all started 2 days ago, or really 3 months ago. 4 years, if I'm being honest. It wasn't my idea to return to Hogwarts for an eighth year. And it most definitely wasn't my idea to be head boy, but it was my idea to kiss her the night before graduation. A passing kiss between two teenagers about to enter the foreign world of adulthood. Her to London for a magical creature's ministry position far beneath her talents. Me to France for a potions mastery program I was lucky to have accepted me. I figured I'd never see her again. Flash forward to 3 months ago. I don't have to remind you how difficult the transition back to England was for me, so I'll spare you those details. Yet I never told you about the pure shock I experienced when I first entered the Auror office and saw her standing there. Features more mature, hair less frizzy, but to me she was the same Hermione Granger I'd spent all those hours patrolling the castle with, slowly chipping away at 7 years of cruelty and resentment until I realized not only how wrong I had been, but how much I genuinely enjoyed her presence. I hardly saw her after that. Turns out the newly appointed deputy head of magical law enforcement had little reason to interact with the Auror's improper use of potions specialist. Until 2 days ago. The moment I stepped into my office, I recognized it immediately. Broomstick polish, fine leather, and a floral scent that had haunted my nostrils for years. Only now, its owner stood next to the Amortentia causing my lightheadedness. Its lore was stronger than any Amortentia I'd previously encountered, yet my focus locked on Granger's wide eyes. "All I smell is fresh apples," she whispered. "That and your cologne." Those words seared into my memory as I pulled Granger into a kiss, reigniting sparks I hadn't felt since that night before graduation. A single kiss that was no longer enough. I'd waited 4 years for this, and apparently so had she. It's blurry after that. Hands in places I'd only dreamed about, robes peeled to the ground. All I remember is the exhilarated thrill that pulsed through me when her hand wrapped around my cock. A dozen strokes were all it took for me to realize how much of a goner I was. I asked her right then and there to go out with me. Dinner, drinks, wherever and whenever she wanted. I never came harder than when she said yes, her intoxicating grip still wrapped around me. All that's to say, our first date is tonight. I'm nervous, yet cautiously optimistic. Only time will tell if this witch will truly be the death of me, but right now I'm hopeful that this will be the new beginning I've been searching for. D.L.M. Thank you for listening to An Alluring Ascent into Ardor. ETL Echo, echoing tales of enemies to lovers.